那么重点进一步表明课题，也就是本文的第一句话 We have been brought up to fear insects， 我们自幼就害怕昆虫，但是 but who has not stood in awe stand in awe means what fear but respect fear but respect 害怕但是却怎么样很尊敬 in Chinese 敬畏 stand in awe、啊、那么有谁不为这些昆虫感到敬畏呢？怎么什么的时候 ？So when do you usually stand in awe of insects？ 你在什么情况下会为昆虫们感到敬畏呢？甚至是崇敬他们呢 ？At the sight of， 啊，注意这个介词短语 ，at means as soon as you see a spider pouncing on the fly，pounce on， do you remember？ We learned it in lesson 11， 十一课就学到了 ，pounce on， it means jump at， catch at， right？像什么猛扑过去的时候，所以你一看到一大蜘蛛，我们不应该说一大蜘蛛，我说小蜘蛛向那苍蝇猛扑过去的时候，那么你不会感到敬畏吗？ OK， please tell me the truth， do you stand in awe？ 你会很敬畏吗？ OK， maybe you never think of that， 你可能从来也没有想过。好，一定要注意把这个动词短语要把握住Stand in awe， 如果是敬畏什么 ，stand in awe of。好，翻译一句，一般来讲呢，雇员们总是很敬畏自己的雇主。So generally speaking, employees stand in awe of their employer, right? And in primary school， 在小学 ，pupils stand in awe of their teacher, right?我觉得小学里面小学生特别又害怕又尊敬自己的老师 right? Why? Because they fear the teachers will punish them. And do you stand in awe of your teachers in university? No, we only respect them or adore them, right? 好，那么再注意 our column ends这并不表示病例，而是表示一个选择，是一个具体的例子而已，或者是一群蜜蜂。我没有提到 hot， 也用到了 column， 也可以用 colony， colony of ants。那么怎么样呢？载着一个巨大的雌甲壳虫凯旋而归的时候，你是不是感到很敬畏呢？啊，好，那么通过第一自然段，作者在提一个什么问题呢 ？Although we have been brought up to fear insects yet.Sometimes we stand in awe of them, right? 虽然有的时候很害怕昆虫，但有时候却非常的为之感到敬畏。好，把我要求背的语句背熟就可以了啊。OK, let's have a rest, 休息几分钟。OK, now let's get down to the second paragraph. 我们来看一下本课的第二部分。Last summer, I spent days in the garden, watching thousands of ants crawling up the trunk of my prized peach tree. You know, for the writer, the peach tree, what, is a deer, right? Do you think so? 我用到了 deer 去解释那一词汇 prize.、Yeah. 那么对于作者来讲，这桃树它最应该是很宝贝的了啊。I spent days watching thousands of ants, so you may know.The second paragraph is a typical example.、Yeah. 那么在第一自然段当中 ，in the first paragraph we know we enjoy staring at them entranced as they go about their business, right?、Yeah. So that's the example of showing that. 为了显示这一点，他就通过具体的实例来表明了。In order to show that, he offers example.The tree has grown against a warm wall on the sheltered side of the house. 那么在这个房子的遮庇护下，这棵树是怎么样呢？紧紧靠着一堵温暖的墙壁生长的哈。Okay, of course, during cold winter, so we know peach tree prefers what? Heat, right? Okay. I'm especially proud of it. 我为此感到非常的骄傲自豪。Not only because it has survived several severe winters, but because it currently produces luscious peaches. Yeah. 我骄傲的原因有两点啊，同学们发现这个原因用 because 以原因状语从句来表述。注意，如果你突出的是这个原因，我们要重复 because， 这个作用就相当于我们刚刚所讲出的什么 那个重复介词作用是一样的。不仅仅因为它已经历经了严冬几个严冬啊，而且呢还因为它偶尔也给我结几个甘甜的果子，甘甜的桃子。 Occasionally produce, produce what I mean 生产，这里我们用 produce 来表达很形象。 During the summer I noticed that the leaves of the tree were beginning to wither. OK, what happened to his prized peach tree? 他的可爱的桃树怎么了？发现他的一个树叶已开始枯萎了啊，掌握一个词 wither。Clusters of tiny insects. 好，一定要注意，我们形容那种比较小的动物，你可以用 hordes, colony, 也可以用 column, 还可以用什么 cluster. 所以这几个词汇一定要掌握熟练啊。OK, read with me. 跟我马上读书要记住 horde, horde, colony, colony, column, 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 clutter, clutter, yeah.一定要注意 cluster, not cluster, cluster, 这是表示团团簇拥在一起的哈。那么一簇簇的小昆虫 called aphids, that are called aphids, right? 注意的 called 作用，被叫做蚜虫的这些小动物 were to be found on the underside of the leaves. OK, tell me the difference between were to be found and were found.Were to be found 和 were found 有什么区别？以我们同学们的表述方式，我们说，一堆堆这个被叫做蚜虫的小昆虫被我们发现了 ，right？ 同学们肯定用的方法是 clusters of tiny insects called aphids were found or were discovered on the underside of the leaves，right？ 那么二者有什么区别呢？在一般的用法当中，我们直接采用。被动语态就是我说的 be found, be discovered, 但是在正式的书面用词当中，我们如果使用动词 see, find, congratulate, congratulate,祝贺，主要是这几个词汇 see, find, congratulate,我们常和 be to 搭配，而且是用于被动语态，一定要注意啊！这是一种非常正式的书面表达方式。再重复一下，如果我们见到的动词 see、find、congratulate， 如果表达被动概念，在正式的书面文体当中，我们常用于 be to what to be done 啊，常用的是被动语态形式啊。Now translate my sentence.这男孩被发现了，他是在门后被发现的。简单的口语 The boy was found behind the door. 而在书面语言当中呢 The boy was to be found behind the door. Got it? Was to be found behind the door. 好，他受到了朋友的祝贺。你可以说 He was congratulated by his friends. 那么也可以用 HeWas to be congratulated by his friend. 好，到处也找不见他，这句话应该如何来表达？在口语当中，我们建议大家使用主动语态。We can find him anywhere. We cannot find him anywhere. 或者是 We can find him nowhere. Right? 那么在书面语言当中，用被动语态结构强调客观事实。He is nowhere to be.Or he is nowhere to be seen. Got it? He is nowhere to be seen. He is nowhere to be found. 所以这是比较正式的书面用法啊。They were visited by a large colony of ants. 好，我们见到了 colony. 那么一大群蚂蚁呢，去拜访这些蚜虫了。Which contained a sort of honey from them.Which 定语从句修饰 and， 其实我们可以直接运用不定式 to 来变化，更能显示出他们去拜访的目的哈。So we can use what to with to what to obtain instead of which obtained， and then we can show the reason why the colony of ants visited aphids。 So they were visited by a large colony of ants in order to obtain a sort of honey from them. I immediately embarked on an experiment. Embark on, 本课的重点动词。Embark on 命数 ，set out to do，set about doing， 它是表示正式的开始着手做某事。Let's say，I immediately set out to do an experiment。但如果我们用 set out 还是 set about， 其后都要出现动词形式，而 embark on 直接和名词进行搭配。开始做一项试验 ，which even though it failed to get rid of ants， 即便是不能够把这些蚂蚁弄走 ，right get rid of 摆脱掉 ，kept me fascinated for 24 hours。OK， 好，这是本课的要点内容。Even though it failed to get rid of ants， kept me fascinated for 24 hours。同学们发现这个 kept 和 filled 这是什么一个平行结构啊 Let's say It kept me fascinated for 24 hours 这里的 it 指代的 experiment Although my experiment couldn't get rid of the ants yet It could keep me fascinated Got it? Let's say It could keep me occupied那么他这件事情确实我很着迷而且我所有的时间都已经怎么样用在这方面了所以我替换了 occupied 但是 fascinated 和 occupied 毕竟有所不同 fascinated 强调入迷了而 occupied 只是强调你为此去忙碌 OK I bound the base of the tree with sticky tape bound 它的原型 bind B-I-N-D 我们讲到过在讲那个十六克 tie 这个动词的时候曾经提到过它是表示包扎捆绑啊。我用很黏的胶带把这个树根怎么样呢捆绑起来 the base of the tree 哈、树干的底部 the base of the tree making it impossible for the ant to reach the edge 好把整个的语句背熟我们重点突出的结构是 making it impossible for somebody to do这是 ing 形式做状语进一步说明前句的情况 For example I work hard making it possible to pass the examination Got it? 那么同学们常用在这边的方式再比如说我精心地准备了这次晚餐那么这样才有可能使我的朋友们相当开心怎么来表达 I prepared 晚餐I prepared dinner carefully, 逗号之后呢 making it possible to, 使某人开心 to please my guests, right? 使我的客人们感到开心啊。The tape was so sticky, 那么的黏 that they did not dare to cross it. 好这个表达方式要掌握住。这是最简单的初级知识了。Dare, 它本身既是一个情态动词也是一个实义动词。所以和其他情态动词不同的是 dare 本身即便是作为一个情态动词它也可以有自己的时态 OK 所以我们在应用的时候注意我的变化 They didn't dare to cross it or they dared not cross it OK 你发现我的这个 dare 后面加了一个什么 D 变成了过去式 dared not cross it 但是这种否定和我们普通的动词的用法是不一样的普通动词要接受助动词 do 或do not doesn't didn't 这种限定 right 而 dared 却可以直接表达为 dared not cross it 你发现了我们和动词原型修饰动词原型啊。那么如果同学们不能够很正确的运用这个结构形式就按照我们原文的表达法就把 dare 看作是一个普通的实义动词 So didn't dare to cross it 那么这个时候就要借助于不定式 to 了那么再向你看 need 你星期天不必到这儿来那么这个语句应该是什么 You needn't come here on Sunday right? You needn't 那么如果我们把它看作是一个实义动词的话呢 You don't need to come here on Sunday right? For a long time, I watched them scurrying around the base of the tree. 哈，表达的描述的非常形象。Scurrying around, let's say, I watched them moving around the base of the tree. Right? 这围着这个树干是怎么样？小步跑，你不能说翻译成小步跑，围着这个树干是团团转。Right? Okay. In bewilderment. 好，介词短语修饰说明的是 them. 嗯，那么他们处于一种什么的状态呀？Okay, 茫然不知所措。So in bewilderment means they were lost. 他们迷惑了，不知道该怎么办了。They couldn't have a good way to solve the problem, right? 没有想出更好的解决办法。I even went out at midnight, 甚至半夜都出去 with a torch, and noted with satisfaction that the ants were still swarming around the sticky tape.Without being able to do anything about it. 好，其实这个语句依旧是在表述上文，但它没有重复句型。Scurry around. 那么第二次表达围着这个袋子，胶带在团团转，我们用到了什么 ？Swarm around. 哎，而 in bewilderment 是茫然不知所措，没有解决办法。它这次用到了 without being able to do anything about it. 啊，那 in fact we can say.The ants were still swarming around the sticky tape, unable to do anything about it. Got it? 我不想运用这个 without being 这种结构形式，我们可以直接运用形容词短语 able 的反义词 unable to do anything about it.、Right. 所以你发现这个句式结构根据下文就可以推脱出上句话它的表达含义了。如果你不很清楚 bewilderment 是什么含义，那么这里就可以推测出来。I should say, the writer was really fascinated with the ants. 他确实入了迷。Why? He even what? Got up at midnight to watch them. 甚至半夜出去观看这些蚂蚁啊。Okay. How much I am fascinated with the animal. I never get up at midnight to watch them.即便是我再喜欢一些动物，我也不会半夜出去的。I got up early next morning, hoping to find the ants had given up in despair. 好，把这句话背熟。但是我们重点还是掌握这个结构 ，hoping to do。它是现在分词做伴随状况状语，说明了一种内心的状态。Okay, I want to paraphrase it. I got up early next morning in the hope that I could find.That the ants had given up in despair, right? 那么我替换了哪一介词短语 ？In the hope that. 那么内心有一种想法、愿望，就是发现那些蚂蚁已经很失望的、绝望的放弃了啊。In despair. Instead, 恰恰相反的是 ，I saw that they had discovered a new route, 开辟了一条新的路线。They were climbing up the wall of the house, and then onto the leaves of the tree. Okay, so we know.The ants have already showed their ingenuity. 那我应该说这些蚂蚁已经显示出了他们的什么机灵 ？Yeah, they have showed their ingenuity. I realized sadly that I had been completely defeated by their ingenuity. 好，这句话背熟。所以我很伤心的意识到，我是完全彻底的被他们的机灵所打败了。我换个表达方式 ，I took a beating completely.还记得 take a beating 吗？输掉了啊 ，take a beating， 那我完全的失败了，完全的输了。Or my experiment was a failure, was a complete failure, right? 所以我这次试验是完全的失败。The ants had been quick to find the answer to my thoroughly unscientific measures. 好，掌握住一小小短语。Be quick to find the answer to. 你要注意 answer to means what? Solution to. 所以这里的 answer 这应该用哪一个词去替换 ？Solution, solve 的名词形式，解决办法啊。对于我这个完全不科学的方法呢，很快的就发现了解决的办法。啊，还记得在第21课我们强调过，丹尼尔·门多萨是学起来非常的快。他是怎么来表达的 ？Daniel Mendoza was quick to learn, right? So ants are quick to find answer to their problems, right? 把我要求背诵的语句背熟就可以了啊，文章不必全篇背诵。Okay, finish the exercise after school.